This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's congressional delegation voted along party lines on the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill heading to the president's desk. Western Slope Republican Lauren Boebert was a no vote.
This legislation uses COVID like cheap drugstore concealer, masking the nasty truth about Democrat spending.
The package includes money for vaccines, schools, hospitals, small businesses, and direct payments of $1,400. Democrats say it fulfills a promise to deliver relief. They also say it has bipartisan support among the public. A bill in the legislature would give money to cities to prepare for climate disasters. CPR's Miguel Otarola reports.
The bill creates a program that collects fees from insurance companies into a special fund. Local governments can apply for that money to help with projects that mitigate the effects of wildfires, droughts, floods, and other disasters. The fund would raise about $4.5 million a year. Colorado Communities for Climate Change says that would likely equal a $2 fee on a typical homeowner's policy. The bill acknowledges that climate change is worsening disasters across Colorado. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Denver DA has dismissed DUI charges against Broncos running back Melvin Gordon. Instead, he pled guilty to excessive speeding and reckless driving from an incident last October. Windy along the Front Range. There is a red flag warning for Colorado Springs and Pueblo until sunset. 51 in the Springs. It is 57 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.